Jani Broom's not the only big man back in Auburn. Let's talk about our man, Dylan Cardwell. Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Pod. It's Kyle Rush and Zepp Jasper ready to continue talking Auburn hoops, breaking down this roster, talking about all the strengths and weaknesses. And tonight we talked about big man Jani Broom coming back. Hey, we got another big man that's coming back for his fifth year doctor. He's got to be a doctor by now. Dylan Cardwell and all the pros that he brings to the roster, the energy and everything about it. We're going to dig into that. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. Look, I'm sure you probably have some sort of savings plan. I'm sure you have a 401k. I'm sure you've got something already in the works. But how do you know that it's performing at the optimal level? How do you know that you're not paying senseless fees? How do you know you're protecting yourself against the IRS? There's no way to know until you make sure that you give Ford a call and let him look over it for absolutely no cost to you. Go to retirementresults.com/plan and get that custom portfolio analysis. Tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you and make a good friend at the same time. That's Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. Zepp, our man Dylan Cardwell is back for his fifth year. What a luxury to have a guy in his fifth year. What's crazy is people forget this. When he came in as a freshman, this is before you got here. When he came in as a freshman, we didn't have a big man. He played the most minutes that he ever has played per game as a true freshman. So like this, he's been through everything. He's been through everything. So to be able to have him and get to play behind guys like Walker Kessler, and then obviously you're tag teaming it with Jani Broom. Like how monumental is it to be able to have a guy like this, you know, come off the bench and be cool with it?
It's crucial. Dylan Call is one of those guys who gives so much energy coming off the bench. He's one of those guys. Also, when you get in the paint, you're not going to make a shot over him. He gives you instant energy coming off the bench. He's one of those guys, he's going to play hard each possession till he gets tired. When he raises his hands, he's out. But once he's going and once he have that energy and get that crowd going, he's one of those guys, he's going to go all in or nothing. He give it 110% each time he touched the floor. It's crucial having Dylan Cardwell because it's like no drop-off coming into the game when he goes into the game when Jani Broom leaves the game. Like I said, he just goes hard each possession. And one thing I know is about him, when he gets the crowd pump, his energy level goes up. So it makes him play even more harder.
How is it? So here's two things I love about Dylan, okay? Mm-hmm. Number one, how he has an innate ability. He has an innate ability to make a big play. Like somehow he has this knack for making a crowd changing play. Like, in other words, I can turn the momentum around and get the crowd into the game. How do you do that? Like, how does that happen? It happens once a game. Like, he's going to figure out a way. He's not going to ever fill up your stat sheet. Okay. He's not going to be a double double guy, but for some reason, he goes in there and he's going to make a play that's going to fire everybody up. Like, is it luck or is it like, how does that happen?
Well, it's not luck. He's one of those guys that he's looking for those type of things because he don't strive in the stat sheet. He knows he's not going to score a lot of points. He knows he's not going to get a lot of rebounds. He knows he's going to get blocks and he knows he's going to play defense and catch lobs. So he's looking super, super hard to do one of those things. And once he do those things, he is going to get the crowd so hyped. He's going to give the most energy you ever seen on the court. So it's really, when it really comes to it, he's looking for a block shot, a defense possession where he locked down a guard, or a defense possession where he just locked down a big, or he catch a lob. He's, like I said, those are the things he's striving and excels in. So when people look at Dylan, just look forward to him doing those type of things to get the crowd rocking.
So I guess I haven't really thought about that. Like, his two big attributes that are his, that he's the best at, are typically those type plays that get people fired up. Block shots, which he is. I think if you looked at block shots per minute or block shots per possession, I would imagine he's up as far as like ups in the tops of the country every single year, because he plays few minutes, but he still is going to have at least a block or two a game. And those get the crowd fired up. And then, like you said, lobs, dunks, that's kind of his game. He's a putback guy. He's a lob guy. He's not going to be coming down the lane and laying it in. He's catching it in the post, and he's either yamming it, putback, or, you know, stuff like that. And that kind of stuff gets the crowd fired up too. I guess I've never really thought about it from that aspect. And then this is the second thing I love, and I think you're going to like this. Dylan is the guy now. So he was probably 50% the guy, and KD was the other 50%. But Dylan, the guy now, 100%, that every fan base hates. Like, you know how you pick out one guy on the team? Mm-hmm. I can't stand that guy. Mm-hmm. Dylan is that guy, and I love that. I love that he's the guy that's going to get the other fan base riled up, get in the head of the other team. He's kind, even though he may not be, like I said, he's not a stat stuffer, he's figured out a way. He can figure out a way to get under your skin, and I don't even know if he really knows that he's doing it.
He actually don't know if he's doing it. Like I said, he plays with energy and effort. Yeah. So it's like it comes natural. He's not a person who wants the other team to hate him. He just want to give it his all. He feeds off energy. He feeds off his teammates. So he's one of those guys that he needs those things. When you think about it, when we're down and we're not scoring, we're not blocking shots, his energy is not there. It's not the same. When you always look at Dylan, you look at him. But when we're winning, we're blocking shots, he's going to give it his all. It's like his mindset just changed. It's like he go from a monkey to a gorilla at times, because I just don't understand. Sometimes he'll do it in practice and just start yelling out of nowhere when you get a
dunk. And he has no idea where it comes from. It just happens. It's totally organic.
It just happens.
I bet he doesn't even trash talk, does he? He doesn't trash talk. That's just kind of who he is. It's the emotion, and that's it.
You will never hear Dylan Caldwell talk trash. He'll never talk trash to a teammate, the other team, another team coach. He's always respectful in what he does. He just goes out and play hard. But KD Johnson,
that boy trash talks. He's going to get under your skin. He's going to get under your skin.
He trash talks. So I'll be looking forward to seeing who is going to take that role this year. Who's going to give out the trash talk and give out that energy, say something to the other coach and say they can't guard me, they can't mess with me, they can't mess with us. So
yeah,
I look forward to it.
So this is kind of a sidebar. Who's the best trash talker you played with?
The best trash talker, I probably say – most definitely, Katie.
What's the craziest thing? What's the craziest thing you can remember him saying on the court, and that's we can actually air? What's the craziest thing that you can remember him saying?
The most craziest thing I seen Katie do while I was in the game was said something to Calipari.
Yeah,
Coach K. Yeah. He told Calipari, hit a three. And looked at the bench and told the whole bench, you better sub him out. He can't guard me. And we're going to win this game.
Yeah. So he hit a three in front of Calipari and said, you better take him out.
Take him out. And he can't guard me. You better sub him out. You better get somebody in this game. He told him that.
I love it. I knew the answer to that before I asked it, but I had to ask it. How hard is it, Zep? We kind of hinted on this already, how special of a person it takes to play 5 years in college basketball, but also be so willing to accept a second tier role, like be able to be the Robin to the Batman. And he's been the Robin to multiple Batmans. Like, how does that speak to Dylan as a person, just to be okay with it? Like, he's just okay with, I know I got a specific role that I want to be really good at. I'm never going to be an All-American. I'm never going to be I'm never going to be an All-SEC type player, but I can come off the bench and I got a role and I can be really good at it. Chris Moore is another one that I can think of that whenever he comes off the bench and he's going to give it that same energy. But like how what does that say about Dylan as a person?
It says a lot, because it could have been, you know, 2-3 years Dylan Caldwell could have transferred and went somewhere else and played more minutes than he played.
Yeah.
But one thing about Dylan is he's a great guy. He's a genuine guy. He loved Auburn. He had family in Auburn. So I think that plays another role on how much he dedicates to Auburn and his family and the fan base. You know, he buys into his role.
Yeah.
Whether he plays 10 minutes, plays 15 minutes. I think he accepted it when Walker Kessler came and he started understanding that this guy's really coming in that's, you know, Walker Kessler, he's predicted to go to the NBA. Shanae Broome, when he first came, first team all conference, they had high expectations for him. So he kind of figured that, you know, I kind of got to accept my role, but
yeah.
I'm a team player first. But I also know I can be better than what I am if I went somewhere else. So I think he accepted it. He enjoyed it. And this is last ride. He's like, what else I got to lose?
Yeah. We're gonna bust a backboard at some point in time. He's gonna bust a backboard at some point in time this year. He's gonna slam quite a few. Yeah, I mean, that to me, that's gotta be the hardest thing ever, especially now with the transfer portal. Like, Dylan could have gone somewhere and been a starter. Dylan could have gone and found somewhere to play 20 to 25 minutes a game and probably maybe even got a little bit more, I don't want to say skill development. I mean, Auburn does a really good job with that. But, I mean, as far as in-game getting that action, he could have easily done that. But I'm going to tell you something. Dylan likes – you said Dylan loves Auburn, but Auburn loves Dylan. And I think Dylan loves that Auburn loves Dylan too. So that helped a lot. Like, he's, you know, the Jumbotron at football games. They're gonna find Dylan, and he's gonna take his shirt off, and everybody's gonna get fired up. Like, he loves that kind of stuff, and everybody's gonna get fired up when he comes in. And I don't think there's many fan bases that get that fired up about a backup coming in and playing, you know, significant minutes. I mean, he played 13, 14 minutes a game last year. That's, you know, that's pretty significant. When you're coming in for and taking out your All-American, you know, and everybody gets just as hyped when he comes in the game. So I know that makes it a little bit easier to be able to accept it.
No doubt. Like you say, the fan base love Auburn. I can't think of any other backup big man in the country that's going to get the love Dylan Caldwell get.
Yeah.
But like I say, he excelled in his role. He's looking forward to having a good year. You know, like I say, if he went somewhere else, I think he would have more development because he would get more confidence because his play would be higher. So I would think, you know, what you said was totally correct because, you know, no matter how good you play, the more you play, the more confidence you get.
Sure.
And the more shots you take, the more confidence you get. So I think it would be something like that. But Dylan Caldwell will always love Auburn, and Auburn will always love Dylan Caldwell.
All right, let's talk about game improvement. I don't ever see Dylan being a really like a threat from like three. I think they've been talking about him shooting a bunch of threes in practice, mm-hmm. and I hope that's not the case in the games. But where are some things like without it being just like, oh, he needs to be a better ball, like he needs to be able to be, you know, a better ball handler or whatever. Like, take what his role and what are some things he could do different or do better or you hope to see this year in just the role that he's carved out to, I guess, you know, give this his best last ride. Like, what are some things you hope to see from him or you've heard, maybe you've heard as far as like where he's getting better? I personally would like to see a little bit more if he could get a little bit more touch with like that little jump, like a little jump hook. You know, like Jalen had a really good left hand. If he could kind of come up with, you know, find another shot other than just dunking. What do you think?
With his game improvement, I probably would say a little bit more back to the basket, probably jump hook, right, left hand. We don't see a lot of that from Dylan Caldwell. So also his touch in his hands, you know, just like you say, trying to get that jump hook, right, left hand, and just – get that confidence, gain that confidence in, within himself of getting a better offensive game. I feel like if Dylan Caldwell gained a little bit of confidence in his offensive game, I feel like NBA team is going to be a no-brainer with him.
Well, I'm with you. Confidence has so much. He's so confident on the defensive end that sometimes it gets him in trouble. And he'll absorb quite a few fouls in a short amount of time. He's very confident on the defensive end, but I'm like you. He's a little bit timid on the offensive side. So that's why I think if he could find another shot he could go to instead of just dunking it, if he could develop that little touch, that little hook, that little whatever it is, some little other shot that makes him feel confident when he gets the ball down low that he can score and have that to go to, I think that would be, you know, that could take his game to a whole nother level. They talked about some experimental stuff with him at five and Broom at four. Bruce has talked about, you know, trying to get Broom a little bit more, you know, range or a little bit more, you know, I guess aspects to his game that he could put on tape for the NBA. How do you see, is there that a possibility? How do you see that actually working out? Or is that something that's probably just like a pipe dream, I guess, to have them both on the court at the same time?
Honestly, if I was to be truthful, you probably try it one time, but I would think it's a pipe dream because, you know, they're both fives.
Yeah.
And, you know, a four move different from a five, you know, especially with our fours. And it's kind of different, you know, when they're in the game. One do something different than the other. So I think I think it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But hey, let's try it. You never know till you try it, so yeah. You never can knock it. But
I think it was a thought. I don't think it's gone as well as they thought it may have gone, at least in the early part. But hey, there's always still time. I mean, like it's so awesome basketball. Y'all got the longest preseason ever. Like it's like 3 months till y'all actually start playing a game. So a lot of practice, a lot of time to actually work on things. But yeah, we're fired up that Dylan is back. We're fired up that he's going to give Auburn his last ride. And boy, oh boy, it's going to be like Coach K, they had the whole, that it was like his farewell tour everywhere he went. I feel like Dylan's going to have a farewell tour everywhere he goes. He's made somebody mad in every stadium he's been in. So it's going to be people either happy to see him or happy to see him go. It's going to be fun. I'm just glad he's doing it for Auburn. But Zep, appreciate you, brother. How can people find you and love on you?
Find me on Instagram at RIP_QUAN12, Twitter at RIP_QUAN5.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can catch me on the barn, auburn.com. You can subscribe for $1 for the first month, and it's just $9.95 after that. You can catch all the basketball discussion, football discussion, whatever it is. And then follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. We're going to be back twice a week, every single week up until the season. And then who knows what happens after that. So, guys, we really appreciate it. Y'all have a great rest of the week, and we'll be back soon.